Blog Talk Radio. Hey, Dallas, can you hear me? Is my sound okay? Everybody okay? Everybody on? Can you hear me? Hi, Dallas.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Vicki.
How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly clear. I have you on my landline, so we might get it clicking because I have call waiting. So just we'll have to deal with that because it's easier than talking on my cell phone.
That's not a problem.
Okay. How are you?
I'm so happy to have you on the show, Vicki, just because, you know, you and me, you know, we're from the same hometown.
I know.
We speak the same language.
I know. It's awesome. We did our last conversation, which went great. So, you know, we're cut from the same cloth, it seems, which is a good thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yep. And I think we have Chaz on the line, too. He's welcome to interject when he wants to. I know he's a fan of yours.
Oh, great.
Chaz Tulin, he's also a volunteer at World Integrity News Network, who sponsors our weekly programs. So I'm very happy to have Chaz on, too. He also hosts his own show on Saturday nights. It's really interesting. It's an awesome show. So I did invite him to come on if he wants to join us. Dallas, you can go ahead and put him live, and we can have a three-way conversation.
Cool.
If anybody's listening in online and you have a question for Vicki or a comment, please call in, and the number is 646-787-8638. Again, please feel free to call in. We'll have someone screen your call, 646-787-8638. 8638. Thanks, everyone. All right, Vicki, I want to know, first I want to know, when is the primary?
It's exactly 13 days away. It's on September the 13th. We're doing our countdown now, and it's a Thursday, which is unusual, but Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday and Tuesday of that week. So for the first time, and I don't know how long, might be the first time in decades that primary has been changed from a Tuesday, or any election day was changed from a Tuesday to a Thursday. But it's a high holy day. Yeah.
So your primary day is September
13th.
Thursday. It's on a Thursday. All day long, you can go out and vote. You can vote
6 to 9
in a primary as a Republican to vote for your New York State Senate representative at
District
the primary
11.
Level.
Yes.
So who's your opponent? Well, I don't want you to even say his name. Don't even say his name. You have an opponent.
Right.
I want to know what's going on there. Is he doing well? What are your supporters saying? What's going on?
Well, actually, everybody, very, very strong support for me. He is a very weak candidate. He's not doing well at all. As a matter of fact, he's more of a liberal than he is a staunch Republican or conservative. You know, he doesn't fit the mold at all. He's really just
a Republican. If I remember correctly, Vicki, you told us last time that you felt that he was sort of put up there purposefully just to, like, kind of knock you down. He really didn't have any purpose to run in this race. Is that true?
Well, of course, that is true, yes, but everything has changed since the last time we spoke, because now he claims that he's been wanting to run since October of last year, and yet he didn't file his papers until March, and I filed mine in January, so do the math. I mean, you know, if you really wanted to run for Senate.
Oh, I meant to do it last year, but
exactly.
I really didn't do it this year.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
No.
So what's going on, Mike, on the ground?
On the ground, everything is
really
awesome.
Hopeful?
I couldn't be happier. Everything is just going, you know, I couldn't have planned it any better. It just happened that the people spoke. I spoke to the people. The people understand exactly what's going on. And, you know, he's all about charts and graphs and so on and so forth. And the heart of the matter is, the quality of life here and how we're suffering under this Marxist mayor, and our city council, which is run by the mayor, because there's only three Republicans in the city council, and one is a Republican in he's a Democrat in Republican's clothing. So if
who
I would
that
say
be?
Anything, it would be
who would
two Republicans
be?
On the city council, not
tell us who
three.
They are.
I don't know who the two other Republicans are on the city council. I just know that Eric Urich from Howard Beach is the other Republican candidate. That
I was
going
to tell you something, Vicki. I had a feeling you were going to say Eric Ulrich.
Did you? And why? Why do you know that? Yeah, you
because,
had that
feeling. I understand that Eric Ulrich took a lot of money. He took a lot of money from a former Mayor Bloomberg, you know, to promote this anti-gun agenda, which is very anti-Republican.
And so is Simon anti-gun. So my opponent is anti-gun as well.
That doesn't surprise me. Right.
No, not at all. I mean, he takes a liberal stance on just about everything, okay? He supports gun control. He supports the legalization of marijuana. He supports special prosecutors for our police. He believes that felons should vote, have the right to vote. He supports the speed cameras. He supports congestive pricing. So that's basically it. I mean, he's taking.
I gotta ask you a question. I gotta ask you a question, Vicki.
Yeah.
Who's running the Queens GOP these days?
Who's running the Queens GOP? Well, we have John Hagerty, who's an executive.
Okay,
and he's a convicted felon for embezzling $1 million from the Bloomberg campaign. He just got out of federal prison, completed his probation or parole, I should say. And Joanne Arriola is our Queens GOP chairwoman. So you have Joanne Arriola, who appointed John Hagerty.
Out of those members, who's supporting you?
None. Zero. Zero.
You're a grassroots, it seems to me, Vicki, you're a real grassroots race. So the county, in all their corruption, which they have corruption, we don't have even discuss it because it's been there. It's been there a long time, and it's still there.
Yes.
Apparently. And
you know, it's worse than it ever was. It's worse than it ever was.
You
got to
tell me a little bit about
it. It's ridiculous.
You got to tell me.
It's absolutely ridiculous. First of all,
gossip.
You know, when we started this whole thing, you know, they claimed that, you know, I sought out their endorsement. I never sought out their endorsement because I knew what was behind the whole mess. You know, I've been educated a great deal in recent months. In the early stages, I couldn't believe it could be that bad. But as time has proved to me that indeed it is that bad, when we were doing the petitioning to ballot, the Republican clubs here in Queens were instructed not to take petitions for Palladino. Let Palladino fend for herself.
Yeah, this is what strikes my nerve.
So the intimidation tactic.
They have no right to dictate to anybody, to their members, to anybody. They could put out the facts. They could talk about who they support, and they could talk about why.
Step aside and be quiet.
And let the voters.
That's
because
right.
Because you know what it tells me, Vicki? They have no respect for the GOP voters.
No, they do
what
not.
They care about, no, they do not. But you know what? The voters matter.
That's what my issue is all about. And that's what I said from the beginning. So I always said, all I want is a fair and decent primary. Okay? I'm beholden to no one except the people of my district, which in essence will be the city. And you go upstate to that corrupt government Cuomo and all of his minions. And what do you have? A total, absolute corrupt state, okay, which trickles down
indeed.
To the city, which trickles down to our district, and I am fighting a battle against the establishment. They never expected me to get the amount of signatures that I got from my petition to ballot. So they thought, you got a clear run here, okay? They'll see to it, in my opinion, that we knock her out. She'll never make it on the ballot. They didn't want a primary. That's the last thing they wanted. So by intimidation and such, guess what? It didn't work. I had people coming from 2 hours away to carry petitions for me. I had my neighbors carrying petitions for me. And when I handed in my petitions, which were like 2,800, what were they going to do? All you needed was 1,000. I got 2,800.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, just for the listeners, just to clarify, when Vicki's talking about carrying petitions, she literally means people knocking on doors.
That's correct.
Because, you know, in different states, it's in different states, in municipalities, there's different rules.
Correct.
But in New York City, you need to walk, you need to go knock on doors, and you need to get people's signatures who are in the party or in notary public.
Correct.
It's simply not, it's not an easy task to get 2,400 signatures.
Oh, my God. And the time of year we were doing it, it was from June to July. And you had the 4th of July holiday. You had, you know, your 90-degree
heat. Yes, and you have a limited time
and
to collect the petition.
You had 6 weeks. You had 6 weeks to do it. And everybody came running. As soon as they heard, you know, I put out a little video on my Vicki for Senate page, which I advise everybody to go to because it's a fantastic page. It's educational. It's not a fluff piece. And I put out a little video request. I did a little open house at my house here requesting people who wanted to come. You're welcome to come to my home, and let's do a weekend where I sign up volunteers. And fortunately for me, 40 and 50 people showed up in a two-day span, and everybody got out
That's great.
Everybody was walking and talking and carrying, and it was a phenomenal. My house was upside down, but, you know, because that's where my headquarters is, so the house was a little disturbed, but it was so invigorating. It was so invigorating to see the amount of enthusiasm that was pouring out of people because I struck a nerve, and the nerve is this: save the Senate, save the state, because what we're facing here is you see what's going on with Cuomo, Cynthia Nixon, abolishing ICE. They're so far to the left that if they proceed to go any further to the left, they're falling off a cliff, and we will become a one-party state. And if we become a one-party state, all the quality of life issues we are discussing won't mean a hill of beans to any of them, okay? It won't mean a hill of beans because they will just dictate our lives to us. They will tell us.
Yep.
Injection sites are going here and there, okay?
I've seen
the breakup
I've seen it myself.
Okay.
You know, New York City, just for the listeners, New York City, you know, is comprised of 52 council members, and we have only two Republicans, one Republican in name only, right, potentially, right? So we agree that
one
is
in name only.
GOP. So we have one in name only, and we have two Republicans, you know, putting on a Republican defense in the New York City Council. And I know you're not running for council, you're running for state senate.
Right.
But I just want to give the listeners an idea what's going on. So it's absolutely 100% tilted. So if you have an opinion that is outside of the very, very, very left, which is the New York City Council and the mayor, well, you have no opinion. You have no
opinion. No, you don't.
Because it's just
first
not
of all, they're in lockstep with the mayor, total, absolute lockstep with the mayor. And what does that mean for us here in the city? It's total destruction of our way of life. They will just take it over. It won't look. We're looking at major issues, quality of life issues here. Basic issues. We've got overtaxation, regulation on small businesses that are closing like crazy. We've got injection sites. Okay, it's now okay if you want to urinate in the street. It's okay if you want to human feces. Doesn't matter. The cops have to turn their back on that. People could walk around smoking marijuana.
Racist.
That doesn't matter
either. I'm kind of, the state, even some Republicans,
yes.
You know, the medical marijuana stuff, you know, they're sort of looking, you know, I don't think the medical marijuana is such a terrible thing. What do you think?
My opinion of that, I have to examine that a little bit more closely because, you know what, medical marijuana, let's look at the individual who actually needs it, okay, or the people that actually need it and be able to make a decisive decision on whether or not it should be legalized or not. You understand, for medical reasons. Like,
right.
Also, I'm in agreement with you as far as I don't see it as a tremendous big deal, but it needs to be looked at. Because anybody could say, and these doctors, the way they write prescriptions today, anybody could get, it just looks like a freedom that will just once again get carried away and be overrun. It's just, you can't open the door a crack. If you open the door a crack, they're coming piling, they're just going to push that door wide open. It can't be allowed to happen. We've tried to be, we mistake tolerance. You know, because we never want to come across as being intolerant. But what we have to understand
right.
here is by showing the smallest bit of tolerance, the left comes in and the left just throws that door wide open.
They overdo
that's
it.
It.
And
they
it's the reason why New York State has such a strong conservative party. And it's to combat that very strong liberal left. Because New Yorkers who are on the left, like, Vicky and I aren't talking about, like, simple left. We're talking about far left. We are talking about really, really far left communists. We're
exactly.
talking about people who want to control every single movement that you make. We're
Even
talking
the
about
Queen
people
GOP.
That want to tax the crap out of you. They want to take your money and they want to pay for all whatever the government feels like doing today.
Look, you got sanctuary city. You got a
sanctuary
state.
City, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right there.
It's very difficult, I think. People don't understand our plight as a former New Yorker. They don't understand our plight, Vicky, nationwide, because they sometimes they're accused, and I know you're accused of it. I know I am. You know, far right lunatic, right wing nut job, blah blah blah. But they don't understand that when you're coming out of this left wing dictatorship,
right,
dictatorship,
exactly,
you have
exactly.
no choice. You have to go right wing. You
That's
have
it.
To.
And, you know, you sound like an extremist,
them.
But yet you're not. You're just
I'm
talking
not.
Common
yes.
sense.
As a New
you're
Yorker,
just talking
I'm
common
not.
Sense.
Right.
And to combat that, you become, you get name called and everything else. I mean, I spoke to three women at a Meet the Candidates night the other evening because I was waiting my turn to speak. And, you know, as I was waiting, I introduced myself to a couple of people, and these three women, you know, had stepped out. It was quite warm, and I said, how do you do? Are you leaving for the evening? So they said, yes, we are. It's so hot in there. I said, I agree. I said, well, let me introduce myself. My name is Vicky Palladino, and I'm running for the New York State Senate. I'm sorry you will not be here this evening to hear me speak. And the one woman said, are you a Republican? And I said, yes, I am. So she says to me, oh, forget it. You lost my vote. The other woman on the left said, are you in favor of Kavanaugh? You know, the Supreme Court justice picked by Trump. I said, I
yep.
am. And she says, you lost my vote. The little woman in the center said, well, I'm willing to listen to some of what you have to say. So I said, well, thank you for that. I said, because I believe in conversation. And when we can converse about a topic without being shut down because I'm a Republican. I mean, that's rather closed-minded, don't you think? So she says, I do.
Good
I said, well, we have a lot of different issues we're facing here in District 11. A lot of it, is about the overdevelopment, and they just had a big thing in Bayside about that. We have it happening here in Whites, and we have it happening all over the district. I said, and that's something that I think most people can agree upon, that we're overpopulated, the infrastructure can't handle it, and there's so many different reasons, mainly our quality of life. And, what about our property taxes? So her two girlfriends said to her, I really don't want to hear anything more that she has to say. Let's just leave. And they just left. That was it. That was the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
But for two out of the three, as soon as they heard I was a Republican and I was supporting President Trump's pick for Supreme Court justice, those two were finished. They didn't want to hear a thing I had to say. And the woman in the center was a little bit more willing to hear what I had to say, but her two girlfriends pulled her away. Why are we wasting our time with this woman? Are you serious? Okay, are you? Okay, fine. Good night, ladies. Have a very nice, enjoy the rest of your evening. What are you supposed to say to people like that? You know, when they don't want to hear a word out of your mouth, once they ask you a simple question, are you a Republican, and you answer yes. I mean, right there, shut down, bing, you're done. But you'd rather have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's a self-proclaimed socialist / communist? Really? Is that what we're up to now? That you won't even listen to another person's side? But we're called unreasonable? No, I think you're unreasonable. Simple as that. So there you go. That's the temperature. But the other side of it is you have a great many softer Democrats, as I like to call them, who still believe in right and wrong and common sense. And those are the Democrats who are going to vote for
you. And they're blue dog Democrats, and they would vote for you.
And they will vote for
you as well.
Because you know how many Democrats I had?
They're concerned about the issues concerning the city. And when they're concentrating on the issues, then they have the time, they have the will, they have the patience to listen to the GOP. The problem with New York City, other people have to understand, is that these liberals are so high on their freaking horse. You know, they're like, you must be doing. You hate people, don't you? And you're racist, too, aren't you? This is the way liberals treat conservative New Yorkers. They look at you like you have 12 heads. But the reality is that they are no different than anybody else. We're looking at the facts the same way. We're seeing something a little bit different. And you know what? It's our right to say what we see different, and that doesn't make us a fucking racist.
That's right. Well, another thing, too, Raquel, which is quite pitiful, is when I asked these two women who shut me down immediately, there's a check and balance, okay? If we lose the Senate, we lose the state. And I said to them, you're looking at a state being governed by one party, one single party. Are you in agreement that a state should be run by one single party? And what do you call a government or a country that's run by one person or one state of mind? You call that communism, don't you?
And it's far left.
That's communism.
It's a one philosophy, far left philosophy.
That's
no joking.
Yeah. And I'm really sorry that you disagree with me, ladies, but you know what? I call it communism, and that's it. And we need to have, like I said, checks and balances. And so that we can talk to each other, what it's all about.
Yeah. And we can talk to each other. You know what, Vicki, it's been my experience that I don't block people because they're Democrats. I don't block family members because they're Democrats.
Right.
I'll listen, I'll talk, but don't stop me from sharing my opinion.
Exactly.
But let me tell you something, my family, my neighbors, my old friends in New York, I mean, I get literally shut down. You're done, Raquel. You're a conservative. We don't want anything to do with you, and I'm shut down just on that principle. I don't do that to other people, and I don't see other conservatives doing that.
And I feel the same way. I don't shut any down.
Yeah.
I don't shut them down.
You and I are very different than most people because that's like what I hear. You have your opinion, I'll listen to it. I don't have to unfriend you. I don't have to block you. You're my family, my friend for a long time. I'm gonna live with it. I'm gonna listen. I'll see your posts.
Right.
I'll hear them, and maybe I'll converse with you about it.
Right.
But no, they're a brick wall. They don't want to hear your side. They're ready to block you. Snap of a finger. But Vicki, we are at the bottom of the hour, and I do want to go to a short break. We're going to go to a little break, and we'll be back in
okay.
about 4 or 5 minutes. Dallas, whenever you're ready. And for anybody listening online, if you want to call in, you have a question or comment, 646-787-8638. Thank you.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looks down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. What about Rose? Is the queen of Corona? See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preachers come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Nobody rose, it's the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Rocky and the Gons podcast. I'm your host, Raquel Okiai. We have a special edition tonight with GOP candidate for New York State Senate, Vicky Palladino. So glad to have you on.
Thank you.
First 30 minutes. I love talking to you.
Hey, same here.
Now, I'm here in Florida. You know, I've been down here 6 years. I really do love Florida, though. It's hard to come down here and leave because the weather is so nice and
yeah.
It really is a nice place to live. But at the same time, I really miss my home, you know,
of
which
course.
Is New York.
There's
yeah,
no place
so when
like
I talk
New York.
To you, there's no place like home.
No, there isn't.
I do want you to go ahead and tell the listeners where you said District 11, New York State Senate. What does that cover? What region in New York?
Okay, we go from as far west as College Point, Queens, as far out as Floral Park East, and we cover Whitestone, College Point, Whitestone, Bayside, Auburndale, Murray Hill, North Flushing, Belrose, Glen Oaks, Floral Park. It's the district is huge. The district is huge.
It
so,
is a big district. Yeah, I've lived
yes.
in all those areas. I've lived in Bayside and Flushing.
Yes.
It's a nice part of Queens. It's a nice part
it
of
is.
Queens.
It is. It's a beautiful part of Queens.
Yes,
and,
it is. And
they're talking about the breakup of Rikers Island, which I totally and absolutely oppose. You know, he's
I
talking
it
about. What's
I
that?
I oppose it too. I oppose
oh, how
it
can
too.
You not? How
yes,
could you not
right.
oppose the breakup of Rikers Island? Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're talking about breaking Rikers Island down into two small prisons on each borough except the borough of Staten Island.
Yeah, that's
now,
ridiculous. means bringing in the criminals into the counties and taking them away
correct.
From Rikers Island, which is an island in the east. What
it's
is that, the
it's
Long
called
Island
Rikers Island for a reason,
yes.
because it's on an island, okay? Thank you very much.
And it's on an island, and we keep them there for a reason, because we don't want the criminals in our fucking counties. I'm
That's
sorry,
exactly right. Exactly right.
It just makes me mad.
It should make you mad, because you know what? This enough is a friggin' enough. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I am the only one with the voice for the people that understand exactly what's going on, not just with the corrupt GOP here in Queens, which is an eye-opener for everybody, okay? I mean, it's just been obscene with the amount of tax that they are taking on me, which I could care less about, to tell you the truth, because you could just keep just flinging those arrows. They'll bounce right off me, because I've got an answer for just about every one of them. So, but we got to deal with the corruption up in Albany, okay? And, you know, like I said, I'm the only one with the voice down here that will speak for the people. They understand what I'm saying. I speak in simple English. I articulate in simple English, okay? And everybody's had enough of this, okay? And I feel it's time to send that message. I'm going to read something that I just wrote, okay, if you don't mind. It's time
sure, that's
to
fine. And then
know.
We're going
to
bring Kaz on, because I think he's on the line too.
Okay, hey, Chaz. You know, everybody's had enough of this. It's time to send a message to the corrupt criminals in Albany that we are not going to take this anymore. We need to maintain control over the state Senate, because it's the only way to stand up to these people. And I am the only candidate in this race who will fight for what is right. It is time to end this. So I'm asking everybody out there to please support my campaign for the state Senate, and to vote for me, Vicky Paladino, in the GOP primary this September 13th. And together, we will bring back sanity to New York, because that's what it's all about.
I love it!
There you go.
Good. It really
and
very, very
I will,
good.
And that's what people are hearing. And that's what people hear from me at every speech I give. Every speech I give, and I'm open for all questions. I nothing's off the table. Nothing. Ask me whatever the heck you want, and I'll be happy to answer you. Because, like I said, my opponent in this race, he's 30. He just turned 31. Now, what they're trying to do is say things like I'm anti-millennial. That's one of the newest things. And,
oh, that's crazy.
All right, insanity.
Why would
you
know,
look, don't blame me for being 64 years old and living 30 years longer than you. Okay?
God bless you.
When you spent most of your adult life, okay, because you just turned 31 this late spring. I could tell you it was either April or May. Don't you dare tell me that you understand with your graphs and your charts what's going on here. When you haven't even lived here, you've spent most of your time in Chicago and Silicon Valley, and now you're here to tell me or tell the people here that you're going to stand on some conservative values that you lack, yet you took the endorsement of, you're not on their line, but you took the endorsement of the libertarians? Really? How could you be a conservative? How could you state that you're a conservative? How could they support a candidate that's as weak as this, the Queens GOP? Because they're really not Republicans either.
And it's this establishment that, Vicky, you were talking about earlier in the show about the GOP in Queens, and it's this establishment that doesn't necessarily care about what the GOP voters care about.
No.
So they kind of want to, and this is happening all over the country, so it's not
all
just Queens County. Yeah.
Yep.
When we talk about establishment, we're talking about the people, you know, the powers that be currently, and they get to, you know, shift around, and they get to choose who they decide, you know, might be the best candidate. But in reality, who can decide who is the best candidate in a primary is always the voter.
That's correct, and that's all I've ever said right. from the beginning. Look, Joanne, you may not like me, and that's okay. I don't care whether you like me or not, but let the people decide, okay? Let the people decide who they want to run. You want to endorse Simon or Minching, whatever the hell? You want to endorse him? Feel free to do so, but step aside and let the people decide. Don't go forcing things down people's throats because you are the chairwoman of Queens. Really now? You put up a candidate as weak as that who has all these liberal leftist views and you're supporting that? I mean, how do you think this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took District 14, which is my neighboring district? Because they put up
Congress.
A weak candidate against Joe Crowley. Joe Crowley, who came
right.
inches away from being Speaker of the House. That should scare the hell out of everybody. Now you got some 28-year-old who will very easily take this United States seat, Congress seat, okay? And she's going to be 27
right.
years old. She's 28 years old. She doesn't have a brain cell in her head, okay? And she comes out and speaks this socialistic her views, and
well,
you're going to put up a weak candidate against me as well? Don't you want to win? Don't you want to win? Don't you want a
mm-hmm.
voice for the people? Don't you want a people's voice up in Albany that support, you know, our views, common sense politics? Don't you want that? Don't you want what's right for the borough of Queens? Step aside and let the people decide. And that's what I have
yeah,
to say
about
that.
Yeah, that's what I think. And it's really important if this election and cycle because the Republicans in the state, they have, you know, they're teetering on controlling the state Senate.
Absolutely. They're very close.
Right.
They're very – this is a pivotal seat.
It is a pivotal seat. And they are teetering on whether they have complete Democratic control in the state legislature because the assembly is already – the state assembly is already overwhelmingly Democrat.
We hold 44 Republican seats in the assembly, which makes up 150 seats. There's 150 assembly people up there in Albany, of which we only have 44.
Right.
44.
So the Democrats have overwhelmingly majority in the House,
absolutely.
In the state House.
Absolutely.
But in the state Senate, we've been teetering on a Republican-Democrat-controlled Senate, you know, for years. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
been for years we've been doing
mm-hmm.
this in New York State. And
now,
it's almost like the only thing that the Republicans, you know, have any influence at all. So the last thing you want to do as a Republican, Vicki, in my opinion, is to send a cold, you know, lukewarm Republican to the state Senate to go act like a Democrat. Because
exactly.
you don't have enough Democrats in the state
right.
Senate. So
exactly.
let's just send a lukewarm Republican to the New York State Senate so that they can go agree with all the Democrats that are already there.
Well, you know, they like
Isn't
to claim
right?
I'm, you know, what happens is, like you said earlier, they deal with you as being closed-minded when it's quite the contrary. I'm far from closed-minded, okay? But when you're going up against what you're going up against, like you said, a brick wall, if I stand on my core, I'm willing to negotiate. I'm willing to talk to whoever has common sense and wants to talk and not shut me down, okay? I will be a state senator for the district, for the city, for the state. Because, look, I look at it this way. There's a snake up in Albany right now. And if we cut the snake's tail off, what happens to a snake's tail? It grows back. It's time to cut the snake's neck off, and it can never grow back a new head. So that's what I'm about. And if we don't start to act now and we lose our state and it goes blue, we will be lost for generations to come. So send me up to Albany. Let me do my job. My job is to be your voice. the voice of reason and common sense. And my opponent is anything but that. So you want to fall back on millennials? Really? Is that the best you got? Okay. Go ahead, fire away. Just keep firing at me.
Yeah, like
and
experience.
I will just prove
you know,
my
I mean,
point
and the
that
state
much
Senate
easier.
Really, you know, it is the higher chamber, you know, of the two chambers, state Senate. You know, if you're going to run somebody, if the establishment wants to run somebody, you know, can they come up with somebody with a little bit more experience?
Well, I
you
often
know,
say
a-
this too, Raquel. You know, look. Is Election Day a big surprise? I mean, did everybody not know that Cuomo's term was going to be up this year in 2018? Was this a surprise? So why weren't you vetting people like 2 years ago to get your best candidate so that somebody could actually go up there and beat him? Mark Molinaro is a damn good candidate, but he needs to take 33% of New York City in order to win upstate in Albany. This guy has been campaigning and campaigning hard down here.
Yeah,
I've
seen that.
But you can't give somebody 4 months or 5 months against an incumbent like Cuomo.
Do you think it's too little too late?
I hope not. I really hope that with Nixon running against Cuomo and this Cortez woman taking this seat from Crowley, I really hope it's a wake-up call to Republicans to really understand the direction that this state is going in. And they cannot afford to vote in my opponent, who is lukewarm at best, unexperienced, totally inexperienced with this, with any life issues. Has he ever run a business? I have for 32 years. Okay, and then I worked as a chief operating officer for my sister for 10 years for my sister's manufacturing business. Has he ever owned a home? Has he ever paid property taxes? No, he relies on what his mother and father tells him. And they say I'm against millennials. Baloney. I'm surrounded by millennials. That's weak. Okay? Are you a snowflake?
Weak.
I mean, come on. Give me a break, will you? You could certainly find something better than that. And you want to talk about age discrimination? I'm going to be 64 years old in October, and I'm proud to say that. Okay? And you think I criticize you for being 31? I've never even mentioned it. Okay, and the one time I did, it was taken out of context, of course, all right? And so be it. So that's another charge that they're bringing against me, that I'm discriminating against him for his age, which couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah,
the fact of the matter is he's inexperienced.
Yeah.
He's inexperienced, okay?
I want to go ahead and bring Kaz up on live. Kaz, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Chaz, how are you, honey?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. It's going okay. I was actually wondering if you watched the Democratic gubernatorial debate.
I did not. I've watched clips of it, but I was at a speaking engagement that night, so I could not watch it.
I only saw clips of it, half paying attention to it and half not.
I mean, Cuomo couldn't go more left. Do you see what's going on? Nixon is pulling him even further left than when he was.
Yeah, they were both left each other. It was basically like they're going to raise our taxes either way, but they just want to spend it on different things.
Right. Exactly. They want total control. And, you know, how much
higher? Tax and spend Democrats. Democrats in New York, tax and spend. You know, they live up to their name.
Well, they're so busy giving out our taxpayer dollars to the illegal immigrants that live here, okay, and have been issued, driver's license, which is the first step to the right to vote, all right, because the Democrats are looking for a new base, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
It's actually very hard to get a driver's license. I spent over 6 months doing it because I let mine expire. Like more than 2 years. Still
for you to get
York.
A driver's license?
Yeah, for me to get a driver's license.
Why did it take so long?
I had to get all sorts of forms of ID you know, just to get ID. And it was like this whole Kafka-esque situation where, like, oh, I needed a driver's license for a U.S. passport, but I needed a U.S. passport for a driver's license.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yeah, it's kind of like you apply for a job, but you need work experience. Well, I don't really have work experience in a particular job, but I have done this and I have done that, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't mean a hill of beans. So give me a job so I could get the experience so I could apply for another job when the time comes. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So, but the illegals are getting issued driver's licenses like crazy. All right, and how about the convicted felons being allowed to get to vote? Well, you know what? Convicted felons, when they serve their time and they come out and they do their parole, you know, I'm a little more open-minded to that because they serve their time.
I think the law right now says that the felon, when he gets out, even when he's on parole, he can, like...
Yes, you're exactly right, and I'm against that.
He can petition a judge, right?
That's correct, exactly, and I'm totally against... They're making it as easy as possible so that they could build a new base.
Case-by-case basis would be the proper way to do it.
I'm sorry, Chad, I didn't hear you.
You know, case-by-case basis, you know, where we have the judge, you know, basically what we have now, I think that should be what's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I say vote conservative judges straight down the line. Just vote conservative when it comes to judges. That's it. Because what we've got going on here, it's a joke. It's laughable. And you know what? The reality and the complacency can no longer be the status quo. People have to understand that we're under siege right now. And I feel very much that way, that we and our way of life is under attack, and we need to preserve our way of life. And our Constitution is being stepped all over. All right? My opponent believes that the gun owners, comes out and says that he believes that, let's just say, a gun owner, a person who owns a gun owner's shop, he sells guns in Ohio. And this person goes through the background checks, and he passes and he buys his gun in Ohio. He goes across state lines, and he decides to murder somebody here in New York. What happens? They want to be able to hold that owner of that store liable for the actions of another individual. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah.
That's insanity.
That would be insanity.
And my opponent is in favor of that.
Yeah, they're just targeting.
Even if done within the state. If he bought the gun in New York,
right,
you're going to hold the owner of the gun shop liable?
That is correct.
I mean,
yes.
Especially
he,
with
that's
all
what
the background.
They're for.
People are always looking for some type of scapegoat. You know, it's like a school shooting happens and the mainstream screams, NRA, it's your fault.
Oh, my, yeah.
You know,
NRA,
and of course,
NRA.
It's the NRA,
yeah.
You know, haven't promoted, you know, school shootings. They don't, you know, far from it. You know, they of course, promote training and things like that. And, you know, civil rights organization, for goodness sake. But
look at what happens in
the NRA for school shootings is the same idea. You know, it's this crazy, like, I don't know that people really see it, you know, outside of New York, that these New York liberals, how nuts they are. It's the reason why you and I get so, you know, angry. Or not angry. I don't want to say angry. I'm not angry. It's I want to do something. I want to have checks and balances, like you said earlier.
Exactly. It's all about
about having the checks and balances. And they do not. They do not. They completely block. They don't let your voice be heard. They do not support or will even listen to any type of conservative agenda.
No.
It's like if you just mention Republican, conservative, they don't even want to talk to you. And that's what we're dealing with day in and day out. So Republicans like Vicky Palladino, and I support you 100%, Vicky. Republicans
you.
Like you, you yeah. want to go to Albany, and you want to carry that voice for the Republicans. And I
that's
thank
correct.
You for that.
Thank
and,
you.
And I'm not even a Republican, by the way. But if you're going to stand by your GOP label, then you're going to go to Albany, and you're going to produce results. that if you're a Republican and you're voting in the primary as a Republican because you have values and you have ideas that you want.
Well, you have a sense of right and wrong, okay? There's no more gray line. There's no more gray line. They drew a line in the sand by their dispositions and by the stand that they take on most every issue, okay?
That's right.
It's their way or the highway. They drew that line in the sand,
exactly.
Not us. They drew that line, okay?
Right.
And you know what? It's time to know. There's right and there's
we
wrong.
We need a voice.
That's right.
We are coming up to the top of the hour and the end of the program, but we do have a little tradition here on Rocky and the Guns. Vicki, I don't know if you stayed to the end of my program the last time you were on.
I did.
Or you were on an earlier segment, I'm not sure. But what we do is we sing the national anthem.
Right.
Out loud.
Right. Okay, well, I don't have a great voice. That's one thing, boy, I'll tell you, I couldn't sing a note. I can't sing for a lick, but I'll sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I don't care how it sounds. That's it.
Okay,
I'm proud of who I'm
know,
proud.
I know you did. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You're,
yep.
You're typical New Yorker. Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I am the quintessential New Yorker. Oh, yeah.
I think you are. I love it.
Yep.
When I come to New York, I'm gonna call you up. We have to have like.
Oh, we have to get together without a shadow of a doubt. Oh my God!
Yes.
And God help the coffee shop or wherever
Definitely.
We're in, restaurant that we're in, because we don't speak quietly. We speak loudly, and
no.
everybody thinks
yeah.
I'm yelling. I'm not yelling. It's my tone of my voice. I can't help it. Okay. And when I make a point,
everybody
I make it loud.
Talks like that. You know what? If you walk into a diner in Queens County. You walk into any diner. In Queens County, everybody is yelling.
Everybody. Pass me the sugar. Okay.
Let's talk louder than everybody else just so they can hear you. Everybody's talking so loud.
Okay, I have Italian to boost.
Yeah.
Dawn's lights breaking this morning over the grounds of the United States Military Academy in Westport, New York.
Thank you, Cal. September 13th,
as the country
everybody.
Remembers
get
the
out
countless
and vote.
Thousands who sacrificed for
yes,
our
ma'am.
Freedoms,
September
so many 13th, of whom were schooled on these very
York
grounds.
State
90
DOP.
Years ago, President Woodrow
Senate
Wilson
race,
deemed November 11th Armistice Day, celebrating peace, hearkening to the end of World War I, which had drawn
and
to an official close at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918.
My brother
remains
sought after graduate still. Of West Point.
So please join us here
very
on Sports
nice.
Center as we begin a very special Veterans Day.
Okay, Kaz, you're in on it too, so I want to hear your voice.
I know.
Fast pace.
Okay. Kaz, you better sing.
Thanks, Kaz.
Color. Rock time. Hard. Color. Ready. Pop. Color.
Present.
Oh. Oh, it
gives you the
chills.
The twilight blessed
me. Whose rough
stripes
and
bright
stars
the darling, I'll see you soon. September 13th, Vicki Palladino,
yes,
District 11, New York State Senate.
God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you. God bless you as well.